Thanksgiving is a decision we make. And no, I am not speaking about the national holiday that we just completed. I am speaking about having a heart of real thanksgiving where it rightly belongs. If that hits you in a way that you may not actually completely understand what I meant, please go with me to the book of Ephesians at this time, the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 4. And there must be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse jesting where are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. You see, brethren, we can do either one or the other. Now, that's the gist of the sermon. We can either give one, we can speak things that does not glorify God, we can speak things that is going to be an insult or a hurt or a damage probably to another human being, to another person, or we can give thanks. It's an either or. And that's a very important point for us to recognize and see at the very beginning of the sermon today. Filthy words and those things that are related to that particular topic, or we can give thanks. We choose. We make the choice. Turn with me to James. In James chapter 3, beginning in verse 8. James chapter 3, beginning in verse 8. But no one can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil and full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come both blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be this way. And we have the choice. We have the choice. We can either do one or the other, but we cannot do both. That's what we're being shown here. It should not be. It ought not to be. Rather, we are to be giving thanks. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 4. In Proverbs chapter 4, beginning in verse 20, we read, "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings." The phrase, actually in the Hebrew, by content, the sense of it is to make your ears big. Have big ears. You know, we know that if we put our hands to our ears and we hold them out, we can hear better because we're taking in more of the sound. That's what it is. But that's the sense of that word, of the Hebrew word here. Make your ears large. Make your ears big. Have big ears. Do not let them depart from your sight. The words, my words, the words of God, that's what he's saying. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they, God's words, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their body. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth and put devious speech far from you. Again, we see the principle is there. We can either bless out of one side of the mouth or curse out of the other side of the mouth, but God says, it should not be. That is not what we're to be having, you know, as part of our being. Now, from these verses we're reading here, it seems as though, I'm not saying it is so, I'm saying it seems as though what is being stated through these verses, those who have a thankful spirit and a thankful heart don't seem to get sick as much. We are to go through life by giving blessings, both words and actions. And what it does when we do that, it reflects what's in our heart. What is in your heart? Blessings or cursings? Ecclesiastes, the book following Proverbs here, Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and verse 6. Ecclesiastes 11 and verse 6, we read, "Sow your seed in the morning, and do not be idle in the evening, for you do not know whether morning or evening sowing will succeed, or whether both of them alike will be good." We're going to reap what we sow. What goes out is going to come back to us in one way or the other. Now, asking a question, very simple, which one would you rather? the cursings that you put out? Do you want to receive that back? Or do you want to receive the blessings that you put out and that come back? It's an either or. We can see from 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 6. You can just put these in your note. Or Galatians chapter 6 verses 7 through 9. They show that we reap what we sow. It's very plain. The principle is in the Bible, old and new, and it is very, very plain. Now, I do want you, though, to go with me to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, if you will turn there. Colossians 3 and verse 17. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. Now, to me, this is a very exciting verse or a very exciting principle that this is telling us when it's rightly understood. This is very exciting. I mean, after all, this is part of our job as Christians. We are to be giving thanks as we represent Jesus Christ. You ever really thought about this part of our job? And then we have these choices. Now, how do we do this? How do we do this? How do we do this part of our job in representing Jesus Christ? How do we do this? By having a truly thankful heart. Read with me. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his loving kindness is everlasting. And Hezekiah appointed the divisions of the priests and the Levites by their divisions, each according to his service, both the priests and the Levites, for burnt offerings and for peace offerings, to minister and to give thanks and to praise in the gates of the camp of the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonders. Therefore, I will give thanks to you among the nations, O Lord, and I will sing praises to your name, that my soul may sing praise to you and not be silent, O Lord, my God. I will give thanks to you forever. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Sing praises to him with the harp of 10 strings. I will give you thanks in the great congregation. I will praise you among a mighty throng. In God we have boasted all day long, and we will give thanks to your name forever. I will cause your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore the peoples will give you thanks forever and ever. Willingly I will sacrifice to you. I will give thanks to your name, O Lord, for it is good. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks, for your name is near. Men declare your wondrous works. So we, your people, and the sheep of your pasture, will give thanks to you forever. To all generations, we will tell of your praise. I will give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and will glorify your name forever. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. Be glad in the Lord, you righteous ones, and give thanks to his holy name. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples, and I will sing praises to you among the nations. With my mouth, I will give thanks abundantly to the Lord, and in the midst of many, I will praise you. Praise the Lord, I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart in the company of the upright and in the assembly. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I shall enter through them. I shall give thanks to the Lord. I shall give thanks to you, for you have answered me, and you have become my salvation. You are my God, and I give thanks to you. You are my God, I extol you. I shall give thanks to you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments. At midnight I shall rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous ordinances, to which the tribes go up, even the tribes of the Lord, an ordinance for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his loving kindness is everlasting. I will bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your loving kindness and your truth, for you have magnified your word according to all your name. All the kings of the earth will give thanks to you, O Lord, when they have heard the words of your mouth. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. Surely the righteous will give thanks to your name. The upright will dwell in your presence. Bring my soul out of prison, so that I may give thanks to your name. The righteous will surround me, for you will deal bountifully with me. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and your godly ones shall bless you. And in that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, make them remember that his name is exalted. We give thanks to God always for all of you, making mention of you in our prayers. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. But we should always give thanks to God for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name, saying, we give you thanks, O Lord God, the Almighty, who are and who were, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that interesting? And it's not all of them. I don't know how that experience hits you, but I find it very interesting, and I think it very exciting and exhilarating to think about it, that a group of people during a service of praising God and worshiping God and talking about God and thanksgiving for God and all of these wonderful things, we can read these verses together, and when you really think about what they are, what this is talking about, what it is saying is we give thanksgiving through Jesus Christ. We give thanksgiving toward God for all that they, the two of them, Father and Son, have done. This one verse up here, I want to back up and show you something. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name. Brethren, please understand, this is the definition of sacrifice. Giving thanks to God. We have a choice. We have a choice to be thankful or not. And it is our choice. No one makes it for you. No one else makes it for me. It is our choice. With that, go with me to Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Brethren, I did not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians 4 and verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, or be anxious about nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. This verse is saying to us that we are to put God first in everything. And in so doing, what we also see is this verse means everything. It means everything. But it could be food, it could be family, it could be recreational activities, it could be just getting in your car and driving, it could be job, it could be anything. Put God first. Thanksgiving proclamations that have been done down through time of this country, when we started having the celebration of Thanksgiving, the first one that we have is the Thanksgiving Proclamation of the Congress of 1782. It is to be a day of solemn thanksgiving to God for all his mercies. And they do further recommend, that they is the Congress, and they do further recommend to all ranks to testify to their gratitude to God for his goodness by a cheerful obedience of his laws, and by promoting each in his station and by his influence the practice of true and undefiled religion, which is the great foundation of public prosperity and national happiness. And this nation wasn't founded on the laws of God. This is a proclamation they made for Thanksgiving. And then another one that I have here is President George Washington. This is his Thanksgiving Day proclamation in 1789. This was the first national day of Thanksgiving. And the Congress, when it made the proclamation, it was saying that all states should basically encourage the people, the citizens of that state, to give thanks to God. That was what they were saying. This was the first national day of Thanksgiving, and it was to be a day of supplication to God in prayer. And then a proclamation made by President Abraham Lincoln in 1863. You know what was going on in 1863? The Civil War. In the midst of the bloodiest time of this nation, brother against brother, on American soil, this proclamation is the proclamation that was used that eventually led to the establishment of our holiday as a national day of Thanksgiving. The words are there of his proclamation as well. President Franklin D. Roosevelt made his Thanksgiving proclamation during the days of World War II. And he thanked Almighty God for the blessings that he had given to this nation. So we can see that there are people, as far as we know, not even with God's Holy Spirit. They recognize God as part of their Thanksgiving. Here the leaders for the nation even made proclamations for the Thanksgiving Day to give prayers to God and thank God for what he had done for this nation. So a question that I think that I need to ask each one of us is, how thankful are we? How really thankful are we? It is recorded that the inventor Thomas Edison experienced a fire in his laboratory and lost about $2 million in equipment and notes and other things pertaining. Today, that's probably $50 million. He made an interesting statement. There is great value in disasters. All of our mistakes are destroyed. And now we can start over. What an attitude. What an attitude. Do we in times of trials and stress give God thanks? And whatever happens, you know, the car breaks down, the washing machine doesn't work, or whatever the situation is, do we give God thanks? Now, here's the answer to that question. It's either yes or no. Do we give God thanks in all of these times? What is our attitude toward these things? Whatever the situation is, give thanks to God. If you would go with me to the book of Acts, chapter 3. Acts chapter 3 and verse 16, and on the basis of faith in his name, it is the name of Jesus which has strengthened this man whom you see and know, and the faith which comes through him, the him is through Jesus, has given him, this man, this perfect health in the presence of you all. We are to be a people that have a thankful spirit, to be thankful for his name. That's what it is showing us. Have you ever thought about it like that? Have you ever really thought about and been thankful for the fact that we know who God is and we know who his son is? Now, I'm not getting into a debate of what, you know, how to pronounce the name and all of that. That's not the issue here. But the name of Jesus, the Son of God, the Savior of all of mankind. Have you ever been thankful to know who he is? Oh, I recognize him. His name is Jesus. No, it's all that it entails, who he is, all of his titles, all of his positions. It's everything about who this being is. He is the Savior. Have you ever just given God thanks that you know who he is, what his name is? Brother, we are to pray as a people who know who God is and who know who his son is. Jesus is his son. We are to pray for those who need Jesus in their lives, who don't know him. We are also to pray for those who do know Jesus and need a thankful heart. We are to seek him and have him number one in our lives. We need a thankful spirit. So let me ask you again, how truly thankful are we that we know God the Father and his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ? How thankful are we that we know his name and all that that entails? If you would turn with me to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10 and verse 9. Romans 10 and verse 9. That if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I think we can now begin to understand what was stated at the beginning, that thanksgiving is a choice. What are we ultimately thankful for? That we know God and the plan of salvation. And another part of that, we have an opportunity to be able to tell that to others. We can tell others who God is, what his plan is. And so, brethren, what I ask is let's each one of us realize this is a daily choice.